2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 16. Day 4. Morning Nourishment. 1 Corinthians 10:16-17. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the fellowship of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the fellowship of the body of Christ? Seeing that there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. In 1 Corinthians 10:16, the word fellowship refers to the believer's communion in the joint participation in the blood and body of Christ. This makes us, the participants in the Lord's blood and body, not only one with one another but also one with the Lord. We, the participants, make ourselves identified with the Lord in the fellowship of His blood and body. The apostles' thought here is to illustrate how eating and drinking make the eaters and drinkers one with what they eat and drink. The believers' fellowship implies their mutual enjoyment of Christ by eating and drinking Christ. The children of Israel brought their produce of the good land to the feast, offered it to God, and feasted with God and with one another for their enjoyment. Likewise, the Lord's table is the Lord's feast. When we come to the Lord's table, we come to a feast of two courses, His blood and His body, both of which are for the believer's fellowship. Today's reading. The fellowship of the blood and the body of Christ implies that Christ's blood is separate from His body, indicating that it is now possible for us to feast on Him. In order to become our feast, Christ had to be processed. In 1 Corinthians 10:16 we see that His blood and His body are now on the table, a place of feasting. This implies that Christ has been incarnated, crucified, and resurrected. If Christ had not been incarnated, He could not have blood and a body. Through incarnation Christ put on a human body with blood and flesh, through crucifixion His blood was separated from His body, and in resurrection He is served to us on the table as a feast for our nourishment and enjoyment. Therefore, on the table we see Christ's incarnation, crucifixion, and resurrection. Our partaking of Christ, our enjoying of Christ, identifies us with Him, making us one with Him. The one bread signifies the one body of Christ. Our joint partaking of the one bread makes us all one. This indicates that our partaking of Christ makes us all His one body. The very Christ of whom we all partake constitutes us His one body. When we jointly partake of the bread, which symbolizes the individual body of Christ, it comes into us to make us one bread, which signifies the corporate body of Christ. On the one hand, the bread signifies the Lord's physical body that He gave for us on the cross in order to impart His life into us. On the other hand, the bread signifies the Lord's mystical body constituted of many members regenerated through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, having been enlivened with the triune God's life and brought into an organic union with the triune God. Therefore, the bread indicates that the Lord sacrificed His physical body in order to bring forth His mystical body. In 1 Corinthians 10:17 the bread is a symbol of an organic composition, a corporate body, the body of Christ. In this sense the bread signifies that which issued from the Lord in resurrection. Before His death the Lord Jesus was a single grain of wheat, but what issued out of His death in His resurrection was much fruit, a corporate entity, a loaf, the bread, a corporate body. This implies that as the one grain of wheat, Christ fell into the ground and died, and grew up in resurrection to bring forth many believers as many grains for the producing of the one bread, which is His body, the Church. All the believers, the many grains, are ground into fine flour and then blended together to form one loaf. In this one loaf we see that all the children of God are one, all the members of Christ's mystical body are represented in the loaf. This is the end of today's morning revival.